Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, let's go here. Let's start with the NFL. And again, as I said, a lot of stuff is related to what happened yesterday with Dak Prescott and his four-year, $160 million contract. Now, the GM for the Baltimore Ravens, Eric DaCosta, he said today, I don't know how he says this, but he says that Dak's deal won't impact Lamar Jackson's negotiations. I don't know how he could say that, because every contract sets a standard. Even if it's not the highest paid contract, it still sets a standard. In a vacuum, Dak Prescott doesn't get $40 million a year. But they were able to play off of Deshaun Watson's deal and Pat Mahomes' deal, even though they didn't go as high as Mahomes. And so, yes, this will affect the Baltimore Ravens negotiations with Lamar Jackson. Do we have sound of this, Rob G, or do I need to read it? Okay, here it is. Eric DaCosta. He's had an interesting analogy here. If you got to the Bentley dealership or the Range Rover dealership, you know what the cars are going to cost. You're not going to get much of a discount. They all cost about the same. And you go in there with the idea that you're either going to buy the car or you're not going to buy the car. In the end, they're all very big contracts. They're outstanding players. They're quarterback deals. They're marquee players, and you know you're going to pay a lot, but you're going to get a lot in return. He goes on and on. But, yeah, Rob, what are your thoughts? If you're Baltimore, do you think they should go ahead and lock up Lamar Jackson? Now, we talked about that with Dak. You know, they probably should have signed him 2 years ago, maybe last year, saved themselves some money. Or do you go ahead, do you wait another year?
I'm wait for what? If he's your quarterback and you like him, then you should make a deal. It only costs you more money the longer you wait. So unless you don't think he can
you know, get you to where you want. If you believe he's not going to get you to a Super Bowl or he doesn't have what it takes to get you there, then I would have a reservation on signing him. Everybody thought he couldn't win a playoff game. He won a playoff game this year. So I'm just if he's your guy, to me, it makes no sense to wait. The price only goes up. It doesn't go down. We haven't seen it yet where the price has gone down. So good business says get it done, especially if you're signing off on the guy and you believe he's your quarterback.
I like Lamar a lot. I love what he's brought to the NFL. But I would wait. And I would wait because this is such a unique style that we haven't seen last over a long period of time. We've seen even Cam Newton, who's twice as big as Lamar Jackson, but runs a lot, took a lot of hits, and it took a lot out of him physically. Now, Jackson doesn't take a ton of hits. He's taking some shots, but he's very elusive, and he really knows how to roll with a tackle. So I think he's been great at avoiding, you know, the huge debilitating type hit. But there are still questions about Lamar, as great as he's been. And one of them is his passing ability. He's a good passer, but can he be a great passer? So if I'm the Baltimore Ravens, I'm going out and I'm signing the best wide receiver on the market. And that's Kenny Golladay. Detroit Lions, they didn't franchise him. They didn't give him a long-term deal. He's free. And I would have loved to have gotten Chris Godwin, but Tampa Bay locked him up on the franchise tag. So I'm going St. Allen Robinson. He's staying in Chicago. So I go after Golladay. He's a Pro Bowl receiver. I feel like now Jackson finally has that target that can, you know, he can throw to on the outside, because we saw what a top wide receiver can do for a young quarterback. Josh Allen goes to an MVP level when he gets Stephon Diggs. And that team, you know, improves greatly too. Kyler Murray, Pro Bowl level, because he got DeAndre Hopkins and his own improvement. But Hopkins was huge for him. And I would like to see the same thing with Lamar. There have been questions. Can he throw it outside the numbers? Can he get it outside of out of the middle of the field? He's always hitting his tight end and all that stuff. Give him a big play receiver, big time receiver, and I would like to see him a year with that. I think sometimes it's worth the wait, even if you have to pay more. I want to see what, you know, see him play this year. I'll pay more because I know the cap's going up in a couple years anyway with the new TV deal. And if I sign him, not this summer, but next summer, he likely won't be ready to renegotiate at the start of that deal. So I would wait. You know, we've seen some guys get signed after their third year. Looked like all things were going swimmingly. Jared Goff had his team in a Super Bowl. And now he got traded because they didn't think, you know, things soured. Carson Wentz loses his job to a second-round pick. And gets traded. So there's not a problem in waiting to me. Even if it costs me a little bit more money, I want to be sure.
Yeah, I think he's their quarterback. And, you know, we saw him win an MVP. People didn't think he could win a playoff game. He did that. I just think that there's very little more, you know, like he's a young guy. He's still, I think, less than 25 years old. So it's just a natural progression and a natural situation of experience and whatnot. So I think that it seems like Harbaugh down there, John Harbaugh, likes him, has always talked about it. I just think you lock up your quarterback as soon as you can. And you know what? That's not going to prevent anything. People regress. People go backwards. You know, waiting another year, he might have another MVP year, and it might cost you even more money. I mean, you would hope so, and I think you'd be glad to pay it. But you can get a deal if you're really thinking about him being your guy long term. So I like Lamar. I like what he's done. I like what he's overcome. Last year when they were down and they looked like they were going to be out of the playoffs, they rallied. They won some big games with him at quarterback. That game in Cleveland where he had to put up big points and threw a big touchdown late in the game. That's the stuff I saw from him. I like it. I like Lamar. And I would be willing to make a commitment to him.
This question was thrown out there. Because you obviously got all these young quarterbacks coming up. Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson. It was kind of like, which one won't continue the trend of being, you know, paid higher than the guys to sign before them? Obviously, Pat Mahomes is still the highest, but he's going to get passed up soon. Rob, to me, that guy, I don't even think it's much of a debate. Now, let's see what happens this year. I mean, I think Baker Mayfield will have a, you know, if Cleveland, some people think they could get to the Super Bowl or at least, you know, really challenge Kansas City. If they do that, maybe his value skyrockets even more. But of those three, he would be the guy that I don't think will set a new standard. I think Lamar, whenever he gets paid, probably will, it'll be a huge deal. Josh Allen obviously will be a huge deal. I think Baker's the one, unless he just blows up in this upcoming season, I think he's the one that won't, you know, won't wow us with the money he signs for.
I don't know. I just think that the nature of the business and, you know, the quarterback position, Matthew Stafford got a huge deal, was the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, and he never won a playoff game. So I don't know how Baker Mayfield's going to go opposite that. They paid Matthew Stafford not because he had won anything in Detroit, but because it was his turn to get paid, and they paid quarterback. So I disagree. I think the quarterback, when their time comes up, they'll get paid. Matthew Stafford got paid, so everybody gets paid. You would have to justify that to me.
You think pretty much every quarterback, I mean, Mahomes is he's a different animal because obviously Dak didn't get paid more than him, but people, you know, this is an awesome contract. So you think every quarterback signing, you know, if a guy is legitimate, is going to be better than the previous one, you know, kind of outside Mahomes.
Yeah, it might be $5
maybe this
more.
Even better than Mahomes.
It might be $5 more, you know what I mean? But it'll probably be better a little bit just because of what the going rate is. And like I said, if you remember when Stafford got paid and Matt Ryan got paid and all these guys, and that was, I think Matt Ryan got paid before they got to the Super Bowl, if I remember correctly. And some people scoffed at it. And Matthew Stafford, you know, I remember that. That was a big story, how he was the highest paid player in the NFL. So given the nature of just how Garoppolo got paid off of 6 starts in the NFL. So it's just the nature of the quarterback and how important the quarterback position is. So I think all the quarterbacks, and especially, I don't know, what are you going to deny Baker? They made the playoffs. They beat their rivals in Pittsburgh in the playoffs. You know, as you go forward, if they win another 10 games this year and are in the mix, you're going to now say, no, you don't want to pay him? I think you'll pay him.
He'll get paid, but I don't know that I'm breaking, you know, records for him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, this is, Rob, you alluded to this story today on ESPN.com when we talked to J.A. Adondi about the three-point shot. It was a really good story, interesting story written by Kevin Arnovitz, who writes for ESPN. And he talked to several people around the league, some on the record, some off the record, about the three-pointer and just how it's taken over the game. Rob, listen to this stat, Rob, before I read this quote from an anonymous it's not a quote. It's actually an idea from an anonymous executive in the league. But here's what here's a stat, Rob. In the history of the NBA, there have been 61 games in which the teams have combined for 90 or more three-point shots. 45 of those 61, Rob, have happened since the start of last season. So in the last year and a half of play. The three-point shot is now, well, let me say it this way. 39.5% of all shots, Rob, are now three-pointers. That's basically 2 in 5. Or 2 out of every 5 shots is a three-pointer. That's up 61% from 9 years ago. So it is out of hand, if I can say it that way. Some may think it's just great, but we're going to explore that in this segment. But let me tell you what a long time, as they describe him, league power broker, he said this, and he did it anonymously. This is his idea, Rob, for fixing this. He says, cap the amount of three-pointers that a team can take over the course of a game. So over the first 42 minutes of a game, remember, game's 48 minutes, over the first 42 minutes, each team can only take 20 three-pointers that count as three-point shots. So you could take more if you want, but only 20 of them are allowed to count as three-pointers. Obviously, that would mean strategizing. We're taking no more than 5 in the first quarter or whatever it might be, because we got to save up, kind of like timeouts. So then he goes, once the offense runs out of their 20 three-point attempts, it can keep shooting from behind the line, but each three after that only counts for 2 points. When you get to the 6-minute mark of the fourth quarter, so halfway through the fourth quarter, three-point attempts would once again count for 3 points. So I just think that's, I mean, look, it's not the worst idea in the world I've heard, but I don't like it. I think it's kind of out there too far. I have a better idea that I'll get to in a little bit. But what are your thoughts on that? I just think that's too much thinking going on.
Yeah, I don't think that that's where you want to go. I just think it's more of a style of play that unfortunately people have bought into. And a lot of it, you know, we talk about the analytics and some of it has looked preposterous. You know, a 3-on-1 break with the lane open and a chance to tie the game. And it's just the automatic thought is to run to the 3-point line and launch up a shot. So I think that's bad. And I think it has a lot to do more with just coaching and where we are and what people have bought into. And the players are just going along with it. Coaches could stop it. They can stop it at any point. They don't want to stop it.
Right. This is what they
go. I mean, if in the old days, if a guy took a bad three, come out the game. Time out. I've seen it.
Right.
Come out.
Right.
We're not doing that. That's just not the way it's done anymore. So players are following along. Complicated rules like that just don't make any sense.
Right.
And it would be like, I don't know, somebody hitting James Harden hitting a big 3-pointer at the end of the game for the Nets or something, and they say no, that's a 2, and you lose the game. You know, like it was just oh no, you're already over your limit. You just don't want it to be like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean that they said in the last 6 minutes the shots would count for 3,
but
even
you know
if
what
you're
I'm saying.
20. But yeah, it's too much thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Like it's way too much
right,
thinking.
You know
and,
this,
and maybe
Rob.
You maybe made 4. Or 5 threes that they only counted as 2 earlier in the
right.
game, and you lose by 2. We
right.
should have won by 2, right? Because we had 4 threes
and you
that they only counted as 2. Right.
You would hear a lot of that. And you and I mean, we hear coaches in all sports and players say you don't want to think too much, right? Or they're in a slump. I was thinking too much, or I'm thinking too much. Because you don't want that to become a part of the game. The thing is this, and it makes this point in the article. The problem right now is it makes sense to keep shooting threes. It really does because this was the math that the analytics guys figured out. And I remember talking to Rick Carlisle about this years ago. We were working together at ESPN, the former coach of the Mavericks. And I got to be honest, I hadn't even thought of it this way. And obviously for decades, nobody really thought of it this way. But what he said was, you know what? The math just shows that we've always felt like shooting 50% from the field was good, right? You shoot 50% from the floor, man, whether it's individually or as a team, that's great. Well, you only have to shoot 33% from 3-point range to equal 50%. So we might look at a guy and say, man, he shot 3 for 9 from 3-point range. But that's actually like the equivalent of shooting 50% from 2-point range. And that's what these guys have figured out. So if you can shoot better than 33% from 3, then you're an asset. And I think the league average, Rob G, check it out. I think it was in the article. The league average might be around 35%, but most guys now shoot over 33% now. And, you know, some are shooting 40 in their 40s. And so their efficiency, it just makes sense to take all these 3-point. The league average is 36%. So it just makes sense to take all these 3-pointers. Here's what I think should be done, Rob. And I think this because, and I've said this before, All sports, we're not going to get into all sports now, but they're all suffering from the analytics kind of reconfigurations. I think all sports, let's talk about the top three. They are better with variety. In the NFL or football in general, I don't want to see 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and I don't want to see arena league football. I want a mix of passing and running. In baseball, I don't want to see all homers and strikeouts, and I don't want to see all singles and stolen bases. I want a mix, manufactured runs the whole 9 yards, bunting, all right, and some homers, of course. And in basketball, I want fast breaking. I want 3-pointers. I want mid-range shots. I want some post-ups, all of that. I think the way to solve this issue in the NBA, because I think, Rob, it's just going to go up. I think we will get to a point, if we continue this, where more than half of the shots are three-pointers. Because it just, again, makes sense analytically, and guys are shooting the three better than ever. And so...
But why can't they be shooting the two better? Now that they've got the distance, they should be shooting the two better.
But it's not worth as much.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying, I just don't understand having to put up threes all the time. There are moments, I still think, and I'll go to this, I still think that LeBron cost his team a game in the playoffs, and this is because of thinking about the three. And this is the one where Kyle Korver was in the corner. You remember that?
The
Cavaliers.
The finals.
Were unscored. Right? They lost. Right. 11-0 to end the game. They got shut out after this play. LeBron has the ball. They're up by two.
He drove on Draymond.
Draymond Green has five fouls, Chris, is in front of him. So Draymond Green, with the game on, has two choices, right? He could try to defend the shot with a chance of getting his sixth foul. And then if you're LeBron, you're getting Draymond Green out the game. Or he steps aside and let LeBron score easily, right?
Right.
Those are your two choices. So I think that that's a better shot to me for LeBron and the Cavs in that situation, up by two with the basketball. Instead, he throws the ball out for a three-pointer that's missed, and they never score again. Now, obviously, it just, things just didn't work out. Right. But I didn't think that was a better shot. I really didn't. I thought LeBron with the ball in the paint against Draymond Green in foul trouble to go up by four is better than taking a long-distance three when you're already up by two with the ball. That's an example of when you can look at the three and it altering a game.
Yeah, I mean, that was obviously a controversial play right there. Here's what I think they could do, Rob. Forget all the 23-point limit and all that stuff that this anonymous executive proposed.
That's why I said it anonymously,
right?
Because he didn't want anybody to know that was his plan.
It actually says in the story, anonymous in parentheses, unless the idea gains traction.
He wants credit, right.
But here's what I say, Rob. Cut off the corner three. And not just the corner, but all the way up to the arc. So the arc ends, I think, right below the extended free throw line extended. Everything below that arc, cut it off, take that line off the floor, those lines off the floor, and that's no longer three-pointers. So the corner three, which is easy, it's shorter than the rest of the threes, it's eliminated. And what that would do is you would no longer be able to put four and five guys outside on the three-point line. Because you're not going to plant them all out there on that arc. So that would necessitate the return of some post play, some mid-range play, and yet you would keep the three-pointer. I think it's as simple as that, right? To me, I think that's a simple answer to it. Because you just don't want the game. And look, I think the NBA is still very exciting. But this is why we see a lot more blowouts, Rob. And so many games are just decided on who was hot from three, right? It's kind of predictable,
If you're not making them,
right?
If you're not making them, you're getting killed the other way. You're just getting killed.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There was an interesting article in The Athletic, and it talked about they interviewed 30 or polled, I should say, 30 people around the NBA. These would be coaches, scouts, and executives, front office types. And they asked them to pick their top five pure scorers in the league. And they had a point system and all that. So out of that survey, they ended up giving coming to a top 10 pure scores in the league. And I'm going to read it to you from number one on, because the big surprise to many people is who was 10th. So I won't start at 10. I'll go from 1, 2, 3, and so on. Number one, probably no surprise to anybody, Kevin Durant. 2, James Harden. 3, Steph Curry. 4, Bradley Beal. 5, Damian Lillard. 6, Kyrie Irving. 7, Joel Embiid. 8, Luka Doncic. 9, Devin Booker. And 10, LeBron James. The big thing people are focusing on is, wow, LeBron was 10th. Now, LeBron, obviously, Rob, has he passed Karl Malone yet, Rob G? For second? Okay, so he's third all-time scoring. He'll pass Karl Malone soon. And it seems like, I think most people feel like he's en route to passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Certainly, he's still playing near the top of his game. Near, not quite at. And so if he continues this, keeps this up, he'll pass Jabbar and become the all-time leading scorer. But yet, he's not seen as one of the top 9 pure scorers in the league by many. And maybe, I don't know if anything, any of this, Rob, has to do with his age, you know, that he's in his 18th year. Maybe it would have been different 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But what are your thoughts on that, LeBron kind of being 10th?
Yeah, I just think people look at him and, yes, he can fill up stat sheets or whatever, but if you really need a shot to win a game, and despite whatever the numbers are, Chris, like if whatever he's
his
put
clutch
up,
numbers, yeah, are really good.
Despite that, like what's the right word? It might not be reality, but the perception is that he doesn't have a signature move or shot where you know you can get a basket. Like, there's just, you know, I think that's right. What hurts him, and that's what they're looking at. When you've seen Kevin Durant, he needs a shot. Chris, he can get a shot. You right. know it. We've seen Kyrie. We've seen somebody, even like a Bradley Beal. You know, like, these are guys who you feel way more confident. I bet you if you did one and said you need a free throw made at the end of the game, LeBron wouldn't be in the top 20, probably.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
No way. No.
Like, he wouldn't be.
He definitely wouldn't. I don't even know if he's shooting 70%. He might would.
He might be this year. But but last year was really bad. But the point is,
worse, I think.
There's a perception, though. You know what I mean? I think that's what LeBron, despite all the accolades, all the points he scored or whatever, I think that's what people are looking at, not really crunching any numbers or saying, this guy makes shots at the end, or, you know what I mean, or is a pure scorer. I just think other guys, people feel more I think it's about the confidence you have in somebody, and I think that's why he's down on the list. Not that he can't make shots.
Right. Well, to get to your point about the foul shooting, 3 years ago, the year he got hurt, he shot 66% from the free throw line. Last year, 69%, 69.3%, and this year, 69.2%. So he's actually getting worse from the foul line. He's a career 73% guy.
Right. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And yeah. So
he's too talented to be shooting that poorly.
It's obviously some type of mental challenge there, you know, at the foul line. Like we said, maybe he's thinking too much or whatever. And he's not a great shooter, period. But he could be better than 69%. There's no question about that. But I think a lot of the things are this, Rob. One, even though LeBron will likely end his career as the all-time leading scorer, I don't think he's viewed as a scorer, number one. I think it's because he does so many other things, though. Like, he's viewed darn near as much of a passer as he is of a scorer, or as he is as a scorer. You know, he rebounds fine. He defends fine. Certainly was a great defender at one point in his career. And this year he's playing pretty good defense. But I think it's just more, and you pointed out an example early, you know, who were we talking about? Were we talking with J.A. or Antonio? I'm not sure which one we were talking with. J.A., I think, about LeBron kicking the pass out to Kyle Korver. Most pure scorers would not do that.
No, they're going to take that shot, right?
And,
you're going to make Draymond play you.
Right. And Kyle Korver was open, and he's a great shooter, but he missed the shot. And we've seen LeBron do that time and time again. I remember one of the first times he did it, Rob, was in Detroit.
Yep.
Early in his career. Yep. I don't know if you were at that game. I think it was the Donyell Marshall.
He got criticized, Donyell Moore.
Right. Yep. And so I think that's LeBron's nature. He's always said, you know, he doesn't think of himself as a scorer. And let's face it, even though he's got a career average of 27 points a game, he could score more than he does. But he doesn't, you know, he's never been a guy to be a high volume shooter or anything like that. So I think that's the first thing, reason he's not higher on the list, is because most people don't think of LeBron as a scorer. Secondly, look at the guys on that list, Rob. Durant, Steph, Harden, Kyrie, Dame. They're awesome shooters, right? Every single one of them is an awesome shooter. Now, LeBron is a streaky shooter. He's a good shooter, but he's not a great shooter by any stretch. And all of these guys are, and even Embiid has become like a mid-range assassin. I don't know what in the world happened to him, but his mid-range jumper is incredible. Luka's not a great shooter, but, you know, he's actually been lighting it on fire from three, you know, in the last month and a half. But he's got a nice looking stroke, and you know, I think he'll become even better shooter. But I think that's a part of it too. And you mentioned it, LeBron doesn't have that signature shot. At the end of games, Rob, LeBron is pretty much going all the way to the hole for a layup, or
to run over
he's
somebody.
He's going to shoot a long three. Yeah, yeah. I mean, right. He go get a contested layup, or he's going to shoot a long three. I actually think a big part of why, like when the play you described in the finals where he passed it off to Kyle Korver, LeBron doesn't really have that hard dribble, stop on a dime pull up. You know what I mean? Like Kawhi Leonard can do that.
I was
going to
say Kawhi Leonard, Jordan, that's his trademark shot, right?
Right, right. And I think if LeBron had that, he could have easily pulled up, you know, and just shot a little jumper. But he really doesn't have that. And that's why I think often when he does drive at the end of a game, like he's looking to pass because, you know, he'll get in the air off 1 foot. You know, he's not going to shoot. He's going to like – he's looking for somebody to kick it out because he doesn't really have that stop on a dime, Jay. So I think those are some of the reasons that he's not viewed as a pure scorer. But I think, look, there's no definition, right, of pure scorer. But I think – something we'd all agree is he's got a – whoever a pure scorer is, he got a butter jump shot, right? He's got a butter jump shot. And Jordan had that. He didn't come into the league with it, but
he developed it big
into
time.
Probably the greatest mid-range shooter of all time. Yeah,
he was a dunker when he came in the league mostly.
Right, right. And that's – I think that's some of it too, Rob, is that – I mean, LeBron is a Mack truck. Like Karl Malone, second on the all-time scoring list. I don't think people would have put him on a list of, you know, top 10 pure scorers of all time because he was just a truck. Like, I think pure score, there's a feeling of, whether it's true or not, there's a feeling of it just comes easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we always say about Durant. It's just easy. I don't think you feel that way about
Patrick Ewing would be on that list. Patrick was a guy who wasn't – no, I'm just saying, for a big man, he was a hell of a shooter, Chris, but he had a jump shot.
He was probably the best he could, jump right? shooting center ever.
Ever.
I mean, Embiid will pass.
And you got to remember, he averaged 13 points at Georgetown in college and
right.
played with his back to the basket. He was not really an offensive threat. And he evolved in the NBA. So,
right.
I don't know.
He had a, you're right. Like we said, he became a fantastic jump shooter for a center. I don't think he'd be on that list. But I think because, you know, even though he was a great shooter as a big man, I don't want to say it looked awkward, but you know, it wasn't as smooth as like a Durant or
but he can
some
make
of these
it,
guys
though.
We're
he
talking
was,
about, but
really
he did make
shooter,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think even though LeBron's, maybe his size has something to do, you know, he's viewed as this behemoth in this Mack truck just scoring on, you know, Shaq wouldn't be on that list. You know, pure score, but who can stop him? You know what I mean? It's similar to LeBron. But this is interesting. I thought it was an interesting poll.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hold up. Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.